This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday denounced Hamas, calling the surprise attack on Israel launched by the Palestinian militant group an act of sheer evil, and stressed U.S. support for Israel as it mourns the killing of more than 1,000 people, including at least 14 Americans.
We stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. And we will make sure Israel has what it needs to take care of its citizens, defend itself, and respond to this attack.
Biden described what he called stomach-turning reports of parents butchered, babies being killed, entire families slain, women raped, assaulted, and paraded as trophies. Some families of Americans missing or taken hostage by Hamas and Israel want the government there and here to secure their release, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At a news conference in Tel Aviv, Nahar Netta says he was on the phone with his 66-year-old mother, Adrian, who's originally from California, when Hamas attacked Saturday and the line cut off.
The optimistic scenario is that she's held hostage in Gaza and not dead.
Rachel Goldberg says her 23-year-old son, who was born in the U.S., was at the music festival when the attack happened. He called her from a bomb shelter.
They were throwing grenades in, shooting machine guns.
Goldberg says witnesses saw him taken away by Hamas. I'm Julie Walker.
The mandate for the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court applies to the current conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, the officer of the prosecutor of the ICC said on Tuesday. Israel has had an ongoing investigation for alleged war crimes committed since the 13th of June, 2014. This is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund on Tuesday said overall global growth remained low and uneven despite what it called the remarkable strength of the U.S. economy. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
IMF chief economist Pierre-Olivier Garancha said the global economy continued to recover from the health crisis, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and last year's energy crisis. However, he noted that growth trends were divergent across the world. Garancha listed risks the IMF remained concerned about. These included the real estate crisis in China, volatile commodity prices, a resurgence in inflation and geopolitical fragmentation. And the Israel-Palestinian conflict emerged as a fresh risk as finance officials sat down for the annual IMF and World Bank meeting.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Vote counting was underway in Liberia on Tuesday during an election in which President George Weah is seeking a second term after 6 years marred by corruption allegations and abiding economic hardship in Africa's oldest independent republic. Around 2.4 million people were eligible to vote in the West African nation, still struggling to emerge from two civil wars that killed over 250,000 people between 1989 and 2003, and from the 2013-16 Ebola epidemic that killed thousands. Flooding triggered by heavy monsoon rains in Myanmar's southern areas has continued for three consecutive days, and the number of people forced to flee their homes has reached nearly 20,000 people, state-run media said Tuesday. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Those are the sounds of people walking through waist-high waters in Myanmar's state television, MRTV, reports that the number of displaced people in Bago Township had reached over 14,000 and that they were taking shelter in 41 relief camps. Bago Township recorded 7.87 inches or 200 millimeters of rainfall, its highest level in 59 years. Myanmar's meteorological department said that rains or thundershowers were forecast across the country on Wednesday. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The U.S. House of Representatives Republican majority is stuck and unable to coalesce around a new speaker. After having ousted Kevin McCarthy a week ago, there's no endgame in sight. On Tuesday evening, two leading contenders, Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, are scheduled to address colleagues behind closed doors at a candidate forum, but they appear to be splitting the vote. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.